Okay, we'll then call the budget workshop for September 15th, City Council of Hamburg, to order.
Workshop, yeah, special meeting for a work.
Right, let's do the pledge.
The flag, the United States, and to the Republic, which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
For some reason, my computer stuck. One screen. Oh, I didn't use them because it turned out really bad. And I'm waiting for the cable. The most important thing we need is in the computer for recording.
No, we try.
So I'm gonna try this. So overall, looking at the general fund, I've plugged in a vast majority. I've sat down with the fire chief, gone through the fire department budget, ironed that all out. The bottom line there, you can see we have about $39,000. To play with, but I figure a good majority of that will get eaten up for improvements and those type items. Just real quickly, I'll go through items like I discussed at council meeting. Here, as far as income, I mean, pretty consistent on the income we receive. Our income, of course, is from taxes. I think the hardest thing to budget for income wise is going to be. I don't know what we want to do there. We want to reduce our expectations for rentals. As you can see, we typically do, you know, around that 25 to 3,000 for community center. Park rentals, 2019 was down, and of course, this year down again. But usually on average, we're at about 1,000 to 1,500. And then the hall, too, I did some research and looked. The last couple years, the last year, and of course this year, we well down just because of COVID. But typically, we've averaged 10,000 for hall. So, you know, really, all the reports I hear is, you know, November 4th for COVID will be over, or. And then I hear others say it's, you know, it's going to run in through possibly because, you know, a vaccine isn't going to be on average, it takes 4 to 6 years. But so that's something we may want to not have our typical averages on those numbers. Another thing I made it. Is just so we can account for refunds, reimbursement. That would be reimbursements for cell phone to account for that. So that way it's all accounted for in the budget billing versus the reimbursement. So that way it gives us the true number of the city cost.
For rentals, especially what our average rentals.
Yeah, I can go through that.
But my suggestion is reduce the budget based on the first and second quarter with the hopes that we can rent it out in the third and fourth quarter next year.
Okay, I will. made note of that, so I don't count that for all rentals. So what I did find out, health insurance was about 4.8%, so I built that in. Temporarily, right now, we have 3% for wages, but be determined in, you know, end of November and set for final budget. There again, I don't know what the, where you're comfortable for legal fees.
The 2020s.
Right now we're at close to 30,000. And we're getting into the trial items. I have 20 in there right now. Yeah, I think the whole bit.
Good thing is that
we set
it higher now.
And then the, hopefully end of November. Yeah, that. So I've added in, I got talked to Greg today. A couple of items I've added since we last discussed was added one more tree. We built that in, so trees are in there. Center here, so Greg figured probably about these to add. This way we can about 30 to 35 feet apart. Yep. I mean, of course, they won't be, you know, probably only going to be, you know, 4-inch trees. So it'll be 10 to 15. Greg figured we'll get them, you know, but right, his thought was to get fast growing maples. Then probably next year sometime you're going to need new Bobcat tires, which he anticipated be about $1,000. So I've added that in. I've gone through fire department budget here. No real changes from when I sent it out on Friday. One thing they did want to do is in the equipment and capital outlay line item, we took $6,000 out of the budget there. They just want to take that because they won't need any bottles for air packs this year. They want to take those monies and put their equipment CD for future purchases. So that would account for it. So you need the money's available. So that was kind of probably the biggest shift we made. And then here too, medical exams. What they did is they used to do half 1 year, half the next year, but now they're just doing them all. That up to as a last year was 2048 for those exams. We did budget in that, you know, worst case scenario, 606 for the anticipated, you know, city contribution to the relief pension if an increase is warranted there. Other than that, kind of what I factored in, you can see here is about 7% for work comp and property. And my concern is that could be 27%. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, with all the rioting and, you know, the things that have gone on, if we're going to see a massive jump. That I usually don't find out until October, November. Streets.
For the permit, they want to any budget the items that they have on that wish list that we know that we probably aren't.
No, Scott didn't say anything about adding it to the 2021 budget. I got one of them lowers that morning. Yeah. Anticipate any of those purposes from a standpoint. Their thought was is what you'd like to look at later in the year, see where they are at in their budget. And purchase this year if they're within budget. So that was one thing they did talk about in relation to those items.
Well, if they want to do that, then I would say put them in for now. 20 budget.
I'll shoot out an email on that. Get his thoughts. Streets. So what I want to kind of do is go into, and really, you know, what we've done in the past is try to create and maintain a five-year plan of what we're looking at. And really right now, the streets, the three main streets that need work are Brad, Maria. So trying to get a more updated number. Justin, we're using 40 to 45 per square yard. But if you recall, we actually came in quite a bit under budget, but I'd still like to use these numbers as a worst case scenario from when we did the Jacob Street project this year. That came in a good, 40,000 under budget. But hopefully that's stay low, but that's always a factor. But the biggest factor here is my concerns is what we have right now is we have $154,028 that we have set aside right now for future street projects. And then what we do is we anticipate, what our LGA amounts are going to be to see if we can cover kind of stay on that five-year plan and the improvement we need without assessing or anything. You can see, we're well on pace as to what our worst case scenario is for these three streets is 450,000, 560,000 is what we're anticipating in the next 5 years. But as we talked last meeting, the wrench could get thrown in the mix of reduced LGA. And that is the heart and soul of our funding for freedom. Well, but I think we did a lot of extensive repatching this year. So a worst case scenario, I think we're okay. So whether they eliminate LGA or reduce it, I think we can get by next year without doing any improvement. We could hold off to 2022. Each year will determine how we wears and those factors determine which one would become a priority. But kind of Brad Street was a main priority, but we did do some extensive patching and on Maria. So it's just all on how the rest of the street moves up. But I think kind of confident we can get by a year. So I think next spring we'll have to kind of play out if we're going to do a street project. Because the worst case scenario, you can see we do have reserve there that we could get Maria or Louisa within those numbers.
When you're asking Justin Black for a number for that
square yards,
I'm going to ask him if he can identify some for a in that area.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But keep knocking out whether we don't have to shut it down for a day or two. We got to shut it down for longer than a year for the last 2 times. Residents don't have the option of not either getting back to their home or annually.
I would do that. I'll talk to Justin about that, at looking at possible options there for another outlet, and then roughly a cost estimate for that, so that way we can add it kind of to our five-year plan too. And with that, what I got here anticipated for figure is roughly about $15,000 for seal coating, and that would be there, the small print, Sheely and Railroad. So that would be the next two streets we'd be looking to crack seal. That was done in 2018. 2 to 3 years, you'd like to get seal coating. About 3 years is about what we've done on average. So then that would cover seal coating. Interesting. So snow removal, we've seen Nelson, boom, 14,000 in 2019. kind of did some research and went back.
And I'm like, 2016 was only 3,800. 2017 was 2,800. And then also we made it hard 2018.
So I don't know where your comfort level is there, but looking over the last 5 years, you know, the high we had was before the 14 was 10, 11 grand. So 11 grand in there. I got 12, 5. Just anticipating, I'm thinking, you know, they're talking what El Nino again. And what do you want to, do you think maybe you want to go 14, 5? And then by November 2 or December, if we haven't had no snow yet, we can. Okay, so I will adjust that to that then. Parks, like I said, the only real things I've added outside the norm is added some monies,
$3,000 there.
Like to work on.
What do we have in there? Where you put a thousand.
Yeah. So pull it up for you and I can pop that up on the screen and give you a breakdown of that.
Part of it was that part of it was we had been looking at a while to but after several conversations with the way the water flows underneath the building.
And the depth of the footings?
Yeah. The fact that who knows how far we'd have to dig. It just didn't seem like a piece of logic. Something that I thought maybe we could have gotten done for 15 to 20 grand, all of a sudden it was going to be 60, 80, and that was on the light side. So once you start digging down, it's a little bit up. See, you don't know what you're going to.
I mean, like I said, we're very healthy there. You know, as far as equipment replacement, we have 109.3. We're projecting the end of this year for equipment, and then like city maintenance type issues. There's, you know, 103. Like we've increased 154,000 there. Community center addition 24,000. The handicap bathroom 16,000. You know, the monies from the water tower, which will probably transfer over in the next 2 to 3 years. So that'll be depleted for our debt payments for the tower. You know, and then there's 10,000 interest that is in there. So as you can see that, you know, it's pretty healthy. No, I haven't. The only thing I got a new one's about 20 to 25 thousand, and then it comes down to you want color, sighted, and whatever else features, but about 25.
Give me a full. Gonna be have to see from a whole mile away. 35.
That color. Yeah, so I mean, we have reserves for items, you know, and even like any major equipment purchases or, you know, maintenance type items, well, they're like city maintenance, we can use for streets too. You know, or repairs or any major repairs or. Then I'll update and I'll add this. I'll add a tab to the budget with those numbers. So everybody can see that. And then Forest Hall's no real major improvements other than what we talked last meeting in the generator. And then, you know, the extra monies for the floors. And then I added the lights to LED. You know, so even with that, you're at about 17,000 to the good. You know, and a big reason why we have that is because of all the major, I mean, we've done a lot of big improvements over the last few years. One of the only other things Greg brought up and said is, would be to look at probably finishing the wood floors again, do it all. As far as that, I mean, we've almost done all the roofs in town.
What roofs are left?
The only thing would be left would be that little part.
That budget, just get it over and done with?
It'd be the little, the yellow one, not the food stand. Yeah. So one we haven't done, I think we could probably get by a few more years with it, but I mean, we can definitely look at it.
Don't you have Greg take a look at it?
I'll make note. They call that the bandstand, I think.
Yeah.
Ready? You know, and I don't know much else, you know, just, you know, usually every year it's like, we got this, we got that, we got this, but, you know, even, there, you know, two of the things we're looking at is to try to get the food stand roof this year. And then the only other thing would be the hall wall. Greg's trying to work on, but he's having a hard time trying to find someone that'll do all the work. I'm going to do the removal and then replacement. Because the thought process of what he's gotten right now is just to do a board wall. We're open to suggestions, but that's kind of what we believe was there. But our thought was a board wall with rebar. Yeah. Kind of hold it together because there is some, you know, pressure points there. They're about $3,000.
That's
yeah. Mhm. It is.
We can do that.
Each end of the two main, where we've had the issues, County Road through town. And both sides of each, those two roads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Half one in the next year.
Sure.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, the thought last I talked to Greg, last week we talked about it. And what we decided budget wise is that we were going to use the reserves because we were looking at about $30,000. Now, what Greg would love to do, he thinks it would be better to get the tool. And so he's been looking all year online and see if he can get it unused. And there are other ways. $50,000 brand new. So he's been trying to kind of find around, you know, use for that 30 grand mark. So he's still looking. And he did have one, what was it, this spring or summer? And it kind of, So he's still looking for something like that. But I think he's trying to do his due diligence in the city of Lonnie and find something good use condition versus. But too, I talked to him and asked him about maybe looking at, you know, what would the closeout prices be for the end of the year here.
I think I know they got a quote a while back. Do we know or have we anticipated what the potential results would be? We needed to use REITs.
You know, I think it'd probably be a little more, but I think what we would probably do, and what he'd probably only be willing to do is our hours, you know, that we would need. You know, the minimum for the licensing requirements. Right. He'd have no issues with that, but I don't know if he would, you know, because he has a lot of other commitments. Community, you know, and I've tried to talk to Greg a little bit, and it's, you know, I could retire in 6 months or I could be here to 65. Yeah. So,
well, if you want to reach out to what his capacity is, that capacity, into this in the event that it's sooner than later.
Right.
Last thing you worry about is who's going to be taking care of the water and sewer.
Right.
Like on a dime like that. Or right. At least put in some overlap too. And that's probably something else you want to build into this. As well as hiring somebody else that could help mentor for a little period of time.
Right.
Hopefully an apprentice to Greg. Okay, I'll build something in there for that for next meeting. You know, even if something part time to get it. I mean, we need something at least part time to get it by.
We know it's coming. Plan for it, so we're not. Left out in the wind, but
yeah, it's not fun. So we can probably use that remaining monies here. You know, we're probably, you figure, 4 signs, that's about what, 12 grand, right? So we're down to $5,000.
Or are you not doing anything?
Well, yeah, well, what do you want to do? Are you thinking you want to have? Because I took it as permanent. We just put them permanently on coming in. And then keep the mobile one, too, on top of that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, worst case scenario, otherwise we can at least.
That'll set a precedent. Watch yourself call for hamburger.
I did in there. 2,500 to 3,000, I think. I believe they were solar. I like the solar ones. Yep. That one is solar. Yeah.
Yeah, so that one in Norwood that they sometimes just put as you're coming in there must be on a battery.
Yeah. Solar is.
One of Plato's always worked, that's solar, I believe.
I haven't looked into that yet. I haven't.
That would be helpful, if, especially if we're going to do something like this.
Yeah, to have some
data. I'd like to see us. Okay, these are our hot times. These are our hot days. It seem to be new records.
I'll look at them and then get one for data too. So we have a price where you can pull data off. Hopefully, some easy way. We had that. Then we're at about $5,100. The other thing too then would be, you know, if we start looking at, you know, part-time person, that'll eat. See what percentage is, and then we always tend to go a few points higher than that for the unknown. I think really right now, I think we're, knock on wood, really it's only been rentals that we've been hit. From what I can tell from our first collection of taxes, that's about on par with budget. Props out the residents paying their taxes. So we haven't taken care yet on collection. You got to remember half of the year. As far as COVID expenses, we should hopefully be able to recoup those costs. Through the CARES. So I'll add in here the bandstand, just for a wish list item anyways. Other than that, one other thing Greg thought is we should budget $5,000 for the brush pile that's out by the ponds. There's all excess. Dumpings from street sweeping and whatever else we've done projects that we could get that all out of the pond. We figured the last time we had those $3,000 we thought, that was 2-3 years ago. Just had it on one of these. The only other options to look at would be maybe if you wanted to paint curbs again. They're supposed to be painted to requirement. But I always request anyway, so they're, there's a man thinks that we haven't already done or done. Another thing that would be redoing the hall floors too. I'm gonna look back and see when we last did them. Figured we should do them every 5 years. So. unless there's any other big items like AC or anything of that in nature. The other thing I thought of looking at too was the, I think they, was it last year? That ballpark road there? Or two, if we shouldn't, one of these next projects include that, you know, around the field there. Maybe we're in that street, or shape that's in.
There we go. That's out of the one.
Yeah. What was that? So that's something I think we should look at heading into. Like then. Yeah. You know, our worst case scenario, maybe we just have somebody can, maybe Miller's can do that when we do that.
You know, Richard thought it was
I thought they slurred it last year, year before.
This year, I think they're talking.
That bad? Do we want to waste money on the field?
I think they're going to see. Yeah, do something nice, but that's it's not good.
Yeah. I'll maybe add that to my plan. Add it to our 5-year plan here. Look into that too. Look at that. Anything else, council, think of or would like to throw in there?
Is the city parking lot dollar amount still roughly a good number? Or?
We have to maybe look at updating. You're talking across the hall here, right? I'll have to look at that. We got 15,000 in there now, right? But I think I remember that was the hall.
Number 43.
Oh, okay, 43. Oh, across from. Oh, yeah. There's two of them.
And then yeah, the ones.
Yeah, and then the one in the hall. Yeah, but we can measure that up, and then whatever Justin gives me for, you know, that unit square yard, then we can figure out what that would cost, what the going rate is. Yeah, other than that, that's all I got for next year.
Is there all okay?
Greg shapes them every year, so I always just have a certain amount built into Public Works, you know, for supplies and parts for that. That thing could be have some years on it.
This year, there will not use at all.
You know what that could really use is what we talked about. What I'd like to do is, Greg could do it if he had time, but repaint it. Yuck brown, we'll call it. Just really stick out. And now that we painted all gray and redid the floor, it'd be nice if we neutralized, I think, the cooler. I think too, what would be nice is to put a new floor in it. Just follow the rest of the unit. I think it's in pretty good shape, but I know the flooring is. I don't know what the compressor and all that, what kind of shape that's in, but I'm trying to remember when we got that. When St. John's was putting in a new cooler, and then we got that cooler. So we have upgraded it, but it's been a while. And I don't even know that unit was at that time. But I can look back and say, I can see, you know, we got it from St. John's School. Yeah.
Anything else you want to research to put in the budget?
I'd like to bring up my wish list item for the fifth year in a row. It's the deep sink in the kitchen.
Wait, did we ever get an estimate on it?
I think so.
Probably. It might not be a bad thing just because the more cops and state advisor.
And they struggle with Greg, a couple of years ago, I asked
about people trying to eat. Add granite countertops too. And
I don't know if we need to granite, but we are itching towards an upgrade there.
That.
So would that cost me?
See how chipped up it is. I don't know. Anything else, council? Any wishes? Anything they had to wish list or anything other than what we discussed? Throw in the budget.
Are we still trying to replace all the chairs?
Yep. $1,000 each year we try to keep in there till we get all the chairs changed out. In color. Yep, right there. We might even be able to get that all done this year.
I'll call
them again. council has any wishes of thing we kind of talked about is we're just doing Chromebooks, which remember. I think there is kind of looking. We'll have to maybe even try to look through where we are at CARES money. Because technology, you know, you can do use this or two.
You want to stay out now, right?
So,
that's a goodies.
Try not. They're going to take that out of relief association funds.
Also, anything else?
No.
Second, favor, right? Oh, we are adjourned.